Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers. A Christmas to Remember. When I hear the word Christmas, one very clear, distinct image comes into my mind. And it goes back to when I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. It would be very early in the morning, maybe 5:30 or 5:45. Outside it would be completely dark, and it was also very quiet in the living room. And yet in the corner window, was the Christmas tree, full of lights and packages underneath, just gleaming there in the corner. And I was transfixed in a total wonderland. And my mom and dad would hear me stirring, would come into the living room. They had gone to bed extremely late because they had set this all up after I was fast asleep. There was one more ritual we'd go through before we'd open any of those packages. My dad would make these really thin, very thin Swedish pancakes, dripping in butter and syrup. And it too was wonderful. It too was just perfect. And that entire scene is indelibly written in my memory, in my mind, and I can call it to remind myself and remember it any time that I want to. It was a Christmas to remember. When I created this memory in my mind this year, I was left at the end of it with a question: what does any of that have to do with the Christmas story? With the incarnation, the birth of baby Jesus. And frankly speaking, it really has nothing to do with it. We always went to Christmas Eve Mass. We did that every single year, year after year, and yet I don't have any indelible memories of being at any of those liturgies. I'm sure they were fine and the singing was absolutely glorious. I'm absolutely sure of that. But what is indelibly impressed in my mind is that image of that brightly lit tree in the corner of that darkened living room on a dark early morning, in the calm, in the quiet, in the peacefulness of it all. And so that quiet, darkened living room, in a way, really does make a connection with the Christmas story, because in their own way, my mom and dad created that feeling, that sense of calm and peace, that soothing sense of being held by family, that soothing sense of being with people who really cared about you and who you cared about them. And I really think that to this day, it's the atmosphere of all of that that I remember. Not so much the packages, not so much the tinsel or the ornaments that were on the tree, but the atmosphere of that moment. I am sure that many of us have these kinds of memories in our head, and we treasure them, and we want to keep them. But as we approach this Christmas, the one that is almost at hand, sometimes we want to recreate that past moment, to recreate that atmosphere. But the fact is, I'm much older now, and Christmases have changed a great deal over the years. I've been in conversation with several people who are really not looking forward to Christmas because major parts of their family are no longer around. They've either died or they've moved on. All the externals have changed. And if we try simply to reduplicate it or duplicate it again and again, we'll fail. We won't be able to achieve that childlike memory that I had so many years ago. I can't replicate that. But I can enter into this Christmas, the one that is almost at hand, and I can allow this Christmas to invite me in, to allow the Christmas story to invite me in. To invite me into that atmosphere of peace and of calm and of hope that were experienced by Mary and Joseph and the shepherds. Even with all of our concerns about traveling and COVID, of not being able to get together with family members because we are afraid of being infected or infecting others, all of that kind of turmoil that's around us right now, we can still allow the Christmas story, and we can still allow this season to invite us in and be still and be calm and be quiet and experience that sense of hope that this season is all about. We can still wonder at the smiles on children's faces. We can still be moved by Christmas tree decorations and lights around the city. We can still be moved if we allow ourselves to be invited in as Christmas is this year, not as it was last year or 50 years ago, but as Christmas is this year, and enjoy the peace and the calm and the quiet that the Christmas story invites us into, that the Christmas season invites us into, and we will have yet another Christmas to remember.